is a good day.
I got all my wrongs.
So it's a good day because Doug got to sleep in late because he was on a plane all night long going to and fro trying to get to a conference this morning, and he barely got there. Storms going down the middle of the country pretty much left him at the Dallas airport all night long. So you are with Roberta, Jennifer, and Rich. And in a couple of minutes here, the very cool, the very funny Dave Coulier from Uncle Joey from Full House will join us.
And just a funny stand-up comedian,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the guy's a funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
Much, and I won't say this when he's here, but I'm not a big
and
Bob
a hockey
Saget
fan.
He's a hockey fan. I'm not a big Bob Saget fan.
Mm-hmm.
I was definitely the Dave Coulier guy.
Well, you know what? Dave Coulier has the potential to be like, he could be edgy, but he was also really funny. Bob Saget, really edgy, and you don't expect that
you
from him
because
he was Danny Tanner.
The first time I saw Bob Saget stand up,
he's
I was like,
hardcore.
Whoa, this is hardcore. Had no clue that was going to come out of his mouth. So, and Danny's just, you know, he can be, you know, Uncle Danny, he can be just a funny guy. So.
No, he was Danny.
Uncle
Tanner.
Joey. Uncle Joey.
Uncle
yeah.
Joey, and
yeah.
then don't forget John Stamos, Uncle Jesse.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, it's that show.
The trio.
I want to ask him how often he stays in touch with the girls and Uncle Jesse.
Ah, yeah.
So whether those guys, you know, so anyway. And whether they're going to bring
you know, I think they have parties, actually, once a year.
Do they
really? Like a get-together?
I think that, and this is just from my LA-ness, just seeing things in the paper and stuff, I think Jeff Franklin, who created the show, has a yearly birthday party, and I know for a fact that I think all of the cast members go. I know that they're still really supportive of each other, and they do get together quite a bit.
Good.
But we'll ask them that.
All right, so in the interim, head on over to DougStefan.com, and you can answer today's poll, which is approximately every other person in the United States will watch the Super Bowl next weekend. Will you? A, of course I will. B, maybe unless I find something better on, like the puppet on the Animal Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. C, I doubt it. D, I want to, but I have to work. Or E, no, I don't care about the Super Bowl. Roberta?
E.
No, I don't care about the Super Bowl. Okay.
Right.
Jennifer?
Oh, no, I'll be watching.
Of course.
In fact, I think a lot of people will be watching this year. I was invited to, like, three...
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Now
I
won't watch it then.
Three. I was invited to three or four parties, which usually I don't get invited to Super Bowl parties. Usually it's just kind of stay at home. But this year it seems like it's a bigger deal. I don't know.
A buddy of mine does the an AFC Super or a divisional Super Bowl party. I'll be right back, Jennifer. You can talk for a second.
Okay.
Uncle Joe is calling in, and Michael's not here.
My friend has a party. I'll be right back.
Yeah, bye.
Discuss them
later.
Yourself.
Sorry.
Golden Grams. Any of the Golden Grams. Discuss.
Our worthless producer, Michael Fortier, is out peeing for the 57th time when our guest
when Dave Coulier, celebrity newsmaker,
we're sitting
is on
here chatting, and Dave Coulier calling in, and Michael's got to go tinkle.
Timing is everything,
he
Michael. Welcome to radio.
Back, yeah, he just strolled back into the studio, I guess,
what?
After
what?
Finishing
what's the
his
problem?
Croissant.
What?
And taking his little tickle. So, look, that must be them right now. Hold on. Hi, this is Rich. Can I help you?
Oh, this is exciting. This is behind the scenes.
Yeah,
yeah. Andrea, Dave had to go, or Michael had to go tinkle, so he's here to answer the phone now. So you can call back in and we're ready for Dave.
Oh, that's good.
Okay?
Good, tell him.
All right. Yes, call the hotline. Thank you.
This lady's like, I don't really care.
She's like, hey, we're ready for you. We're ready for you. Answer the
Dave
phone
Coulier's
now,
on
phone.
The phone. Come
All right,
on.
So Dave Coulier coming up in just 2 minutes here on the Good Day Show.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become the biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Thank you for calling Discover Card. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new hit card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Had a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you'd treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com. I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more, so you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so I know this is really boring and stupid. Dave, I'm going to apologize right up front for playing the Full House theme, because you've got to be just getting...
I know, he's like, okay,
stupid.
I get
just
it.
Like, are these guys really that boring that they just play?
Yeah.
All right, so
we
let
are.
Me kill that.
All right. You know, Dave, we're a little short-staffed, and I have to tell you a little behind the scenes. You just tried calling in to us, and because we're a little short-staffed today, producer Michael had to go to the bathroom when you called, which is why we couldn't answer the phone. So actually, Rich tried to answer your call on the air. Isn't that fun?
You could have won a prize.
Well, usually people do. Usually, I'm not surprised he went to the bathroom when I called. My dad does that as well.
He didn't know. Like, all day, we have, you know, you're like our big celeb of the day, and he goes to the bathroom when you call it.
All right, so Dave Coulier, everybody knows Dave as Uncle Joey from Full House, and you know, Uncle Joey and Uncle Jesse, and we all watched him. What was it? What was it Thursday nights I was on?
Friday night.
The TGIF night. How do you forget that? All right, so Dave's going to be on How I Met Your Mother. How do you keep getting on these extremely popular shows, Dave? What's going on? What's your secret?
You know, I just haven't moved away from Hollywood far enough yet. I don't know. But that's such a funny show. And the night after Super Bowl on Monday, they asked me if I would come on, and it's a really, really funny episode featuring absolutely the greatest and latest and greatest Canadians. So even though I'm an American, there are some really great Canadians on this show.
You know,
really,
this is something that people don't talk enough about, okay? So we had the British invasion in the 1960s. Everybody knew they were coming. We knew the Beatles, we knew the Stones, we knew the Who, we knew Zeppelin. We knew they were all coming because they told us it's the British invasion. But the Canadians, they sneak in on your televisions, and nobody says anything about it. And they own Hollywood, don't they, Dave?
They sneak across the border on horseback, you know, and then they come here and they pose as mounted police, and you don't even question it.
Now, speaking of Canadians, the reason I many reasons why I loved your character on Full House, but you always had the coolest hockey jerseys, and I'm a hockey girl. Now, were you very excited that the LA Kings won?
She's a hockey girl, but she's got all of her teeth, Dave.
I do.
I was excited just because LA is a major market, and I'm for anything that helps promote the game. And, you know, being a big city like Los Angeles, and, you know, it's just great for the game of hockey, you know. Not so great the following year when, you know, they had their lockout. But,
so we're back
at
work now.
Back on track.
I still don't understand why LA can keep a hockey team and support it.
We can't have football, though.
Because you can't keep a football team. I don't know what's wrong with you people.
I know it's backwards, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. All right, so your home base is stand up, and you still travel the country doing all of your stand up. What kind of a life is that? I mean, that's you got to be a little bit nuts, right?
You do, but it's it's where a lot of us started. You know, my friend Tim Allen, who I started with in Detroit, he's back doing stand-up, and Jerry Seinfeld was out doing stand-up, and Jay Leno's out there every week doing stand-up. It's just something that we all love to do, and it's our roots, and it's the purest form of comedy is being out there at a microphone in front of a live audience.
Do you, I mean, how do you come up with new material? I mean, are you making things up on the fly, or is it pretty much, with here we have kind of an outline of how the show goes every day, but we have no idea what we're going to say and when we're going to say it. We just know, okay, you know, around here we have to do this, and around here we have to do this, and okay, and we know we're going to have Dave on, but I don't know what we're going to ask you, and we, you know, when we do our health stuff or our finance stuff or whatever it is. How does it work for stand-up? I mean, when you walk on those stages, do you have kind of like, okay, these are the 15 things I'm going to talk about, and then it just goes from there?
Yeah, well, I can't speak for everybody, but for me, I have a basic outline, and you never know what's going to happen in the audience. You know, somebody could sneeze right in the middle of a punchline, and it's funny, and the audience reacts to that. So you have to be wide open with your eyes and ears, and it's just, it's whatever happens in that moment. So you can't stick too closely to a script all the time, even though, you know, some guys prefer to do that.
It's a rough road, though, isn't it?
You know, in order to get the material working, you have to be out there working the material. And that takes, you know, traveling and bad hotels. And, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do. But, you know, if it was really easy, I think a lot of people would be out there doing it.
So with the How I Met Your Mother, you know, that show has been extremely successful. What's the odds of, you know, getting to be more of a permanent role in this type of thing, or getting a new show for yourself? Have you been trying to get a new show?
Well, I'm out there pitching shows, ideas that I have, but this was a call that I got from a producer friend, and you know, they pitched me the idea, and I said, that's really funny. Of course, I'd love to do it.
I mean,
so, you know, but they, you know, sitcoms like Full House and How I Met Your Mother, you know, sitcoms aren't, they used to rule the roost on network television.
Yeah.
They really don't. Yeah. Don't anymore.
They're coming back a little with modern family.
I think it's starting to cycle back because, you know, reality television, it's not really so much a story, you know, whereas a sitcom, you know, people will listen to a good story over and over again.
And you feel good at the end, which is really nice. And you don't always feel good after reality shows. I don't know if you've watched Jersey Shore or Honey Boo Boo,
right,
but, you know, sometimes you go,
feel good after you watch Honey Boo Boo? You don't feel good?
Actually, I am a closet Honey Boo Boo fan, so it's a bad example.
She's a closet a lot of things, babe.
I know. Is there a project that you haven't, a type of project anyway, that you haven't gotten to work on that you'd like to in the future?
Well, I mean, that plays right into, you know, what we're here talking about, stand-up comedy. You know, I have my Clean Guys of Comedy coming June 6th in theaters everywhere in the U.S., and basically it's really funny stand-up without the F-bomb aftertaste.
I love that. So you can go to the movie, you go to a regular movie theater, and you can watch you and your friends do stand-up comedy?
Yeah, it's,
I love it.
The ranks of the Tonight Show back when Johnny Carson hosted, and, you know, it was really the showcase for comedians in the United States, and you saw guys like Richard Pryor doing clean sets there.
Right.
That's kind of what we're building with National CineMedia, and these are called Fathom events. And, you go to the theater, and you go, and we're going to have some incredibly talented, funny comedians just doing their clean stuff.
So how do we get more information about it? Where do we go to see how we see it, the Clean Guys?
Well, I'm going to be posting a lot of stuff on my website, which is real simple, DaveCoulier.tv.
Okay.
And we'll be putting tons of stuff out on the web through National CineMedia. And
all right, we'll put a link on it as GoodDayShow@DougStephan.com as well. Dave, thank you so much. Best of luck with it, and we'll make sure to watch The Clean Guys and How I Met Your Mother this coming Monday.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9.
beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster, our own 4-herb tea capsules, and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Three past the hour, Doug Steffen is good day without Doug Steffen. He is off at a conference in Phoenix, Arizona, or somewhere around there. So it's Jen, Roberta, and Rich here. And the results from yesterday's poll at GoodDayShow.com. And I'm really kind of taken back from this. From the last five Super Bowls, who was your favorite performer at halftime? So from the last 5 years, the Super Bowl halftime show, who was your favorite? And I will tell you that the Black Eyed Peas come in number one at 30%.
I told you.
Okay. So
they were the best.
Not that that so much doesn't shock me. I mean, it's good stuff, all right? Here's what shocks me. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, one of my favorite bands of all time, came in second at 22%. Okay. That shocks me a little bit, because even though I know Tom Petty is very popular, I don't think of him as mainstream as maybe Madonna.
Right.
The Who came in third at 19%. Madonna, and Madonna came in at 11%. People who say, I'm pretty sure Beyonce is going to be better than any of these, came in at 11%, so tied with Madonna. Bringing up the rear, Springsteen, 2009, with 7% of the vote.
Sacrilege.
Snooze fest. Sacrilege.
What in the world? Now, let me tell you, I've seen...
Sacrilege.
I've seen Springsteen and Tom Petty.
Ken's just messing with you. He's cute, the results.
He might be.
I think so.
The fix might be.
It's not possible.
The fix might. I've seen Springsteen and I've seen Petty. Both great shows.
Petty.
No, it's Petty's great, man.
Oh, snooze.
Petty is like a more rocking version of that Billy Joel, Bruce, Elton John show where you know every single song.
I'd agree with Roberta. I'd rather see Bruce than Tom, and that's not saying.
Bruce is definitely more energetic, because Tom is like the Crypt Keeper.
He is
definitely more energetic.
Oh my gosh.
I'm in the losers.
I'd rather say, I mean, I think Bruce is good. I'm sure he's great in concert. I'd love to go see a concert with Roberta, but just at the Super Bowl, he was boring. Tom Petty, always boring.
Nah, Petty's a great show, man. It's good stuff. It's good rock. It's good old rock and roll. But I am shocked that Bruce only got 7 and Petty got 22%. It doesn't shock me that the Black Eyed Peas got 30%, though. That's a monster show there. So anyway, Roberta, what is your, we got summertime coming up. What is your big mega show that you can't wait to see in Jennifer?
Summertime, probably, if I can, probably Bruce in Ireland.
Bruce in Ireland.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Does he travel abroad much?
Oh, yeah. But he's not going to be in the U.S. until probably late August into September.
It seems like every weekend you're seeing him some dump in New Jersey.
Actually, he didn't show up at the Light of Day shows.
No, he didn't?
No,
oh, okay.
He sent a little note saying, I'm so sorry, but I can't come this year.
Jen, what about you?
I usually see some sort of country concert. I love it. Usually I'll go to Stagecoach or something. But this year, the only two tickets that I have purchased so far are March 15th. I'm going to see Maroon 5 in
with your
LA.
Boyfriend Adam Levine, yeah.
Yes. And then I'm going to see New Kids on the Block with Boyz II Men.
New Kids on the Block!
July 4th, also at the Staples Center. God. I'll be the old lady in the front row.
No, literally,
I have really good tickets, and they're going to be like, oh, look, someone our own age. I'll have to, like, they'll pull me up on stage, and I'll have to use
that
ladder.
Do you really think that they'll have a bunch of screaming 17-year-old girls in the front row like they
used to? No, I'm pretty sure they're all going
to
be old like me.
They're already older like you. Hey, I went to see a band. A friend of mine's college roommate has had this high school band for about 30-some years, and they play every now and then out on the on the bar circuit here in the Washington area, and they played this past Saturday night, so we went to see them, and it's like a surf band. They do like all this old 60s surf music, and it's really, really cool. But I walked in, and it just slapped me in the face because they all had gray hair, and I'm like, oh my God, it's the band from the Cialis commercial, and I am old. And I'm like, dude, these can't be your friends. They all have gray hair. But it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. And the Smithereens are coming to the State Theater here about 10 minutes from my house in 2 weeks. And I cannot wait. So get out there and support your local musicians at your local clubs. It's 28 past on Good Day.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has 7 moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. I'm contractually obligated to say Doug's name 5 times every half hour. So here we go. Hold your pants, fasten your seatbelts. Doug Steffen, Doug Steffen.
I'm holding my pants.
Doug Steffen, Doug Steffen, Doug Steffen. I think I did put 6 in there, so I'm good for the next 45 minutes.
You know what I'm contractually obligated to say?
What's that?
Uri Geller, Uri Geller, Uri Geller.
That's right. Uri, it's in our contract that we have to say Doug's name 5 times every half hour when he's not here. And we figured we might as well add your name to that list, okay?
Thank you. I'm very pleased. And honored.
All right, so Uri, we have a little experiment for you here.
Yes.
Jennifer and I are thinking of I guess it's a fruit.
Mm-hmm.
A fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to be able to, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this backwards, Uri. I'm going to draw this fruit. And I want you to see if you can pick it up, and we'll ask you in 10 minutes.
I'm
going to
hold this fruit because I actually have a tree, so I can actually hold this fruit right now.
So I am drawing the fruit right now.
I'm getting a banana.
No.
Am I wrong?
I wish I would get one of those.
All right, I just drew it, though, so let me give you a few minutes to think about that while we talk about something else.
No, but you seriously have to kind of transmit it to me.
Okay. I'm looking at my drawing right now, mm-hmm. and I see the outside of it, and I see the inside of it, and I'm thinking about Jennifer's tree, and I'm thinking about sending this to you. So, Uri, now.
Okay, I'm trying to visualize. Now, everyone who's listening to us, please do the same. Just close your eyes for a few seconds and try to visualize the fruit, the image, the drawing, the outer lines of the fruit in your inner mind. And then do email Doug or text Doug, or I don't know how they pass messages to Doug, and see who got it right.
You can go to our Facebook page.
How about revealing it next week?
Okay. Let's do that. Okay,
this day, you know, and I'm sitting here with a pen and a piece of paper. I'm not getting yet anything.
I'll keep thinking about it.
I'm thinking, and you know what? I did get something, but if I say it on air, I will probably reveal it. So I'm going to email it to you personally.
Okay.
And then you can tell me next week whether I was right or wrong.
Okay, email it to me and I'll tell you whether you got it. All right. So the reason we asked you this is because Jennifer had mentioned this fruit during the break, and I looked up on television and they were doing a recipe with this fruit in it. And it made me start thinking about all of the times that you have a thought in your head, and then that thought is revealed somehow, somewhere, some way.
Yes, and let me give you a good example, and I'm sure it happens to most of us. You think of a carpenter. You need a carpenter for your house. You think it, and then suddenly a spam email comes in on your computer advertising carpenters. I get this all the time.
Right.
And it's so eerie that I'm beginning to think that my computer can read my mind, and somehow Google devised, the surgeon devised a mind read.
Don't laugh, Rich. That's probably next with Google. Well, it's kind of like, Uri, when you're thinking about a person, maybe a friend you haven't talked to in a long time, and then all of a sudden that day you'll get a phone call from them.
That's why. Oh,
very
another
strange.
Good example is you go to a place that you've never been before, and suddenly it looks to you totally familiar.
Right.
And you say, wow, this is deja vu. We all know the term deja vu. It's quite extraordinary because you know you've not been there, but you know exactly how it looks. It looks familiar. It doesn't necessarily have to be a place. It could be a gathering of a few people in a room. And then, hey, you say, wow, I've seen this before. She was standing there. She was wearing the same dress. And it's kind of mind boggles you that how does it happen? What is really going on here?
So here's my question. All right. We've all had this where you buy a new car and it's red, and all of a sudden you notice every red car on the road, and you're like, wow, I never noticed there were so many red cars. But then we've all had the, I'm thinking about this person I haven't talked to in a year, and all of a sudden they're your Facebook friend that next day, or you get a phone call from them or something like that. But then there's also the Super Bowl, and we all want a particular team to win, and we wish them good thoughts, and I know you have a lot of experience in this. Or I buy a lottery ticket, and I really am praying that I win because that will bring me so much good stuff in my life if I win those millions and millions of dollars. So how do we tell the difference between the cosmic forces that really do attach us to our thoughts and bring things to us that we think about, and just happenstance, just circumstances that just happen to just pop up, like the red cars? I believe that's circumstance. You're paying more attention to red cars now. It's not that there are more red cars, but you're paying more attention to them. But I can't explain the I'm thinking about my friend and all of a sudden I get a phone call from them phenomenon. That has to be something out there in the cosmic forces. How do you know?
Oh, no. No doubt. Whether it is cosmic forces or it's simply sheer telepathy, because, you know, and I've said it a few times on this program, that we are all connected to each other with an invisible spiritual thread through which we can send emotions, the power of love, the power of thought, and that is absolutely possible. We can't prove it today because we don't have the mechanism, we don't have the computers, we don't have the theoretical science behind how to prove that telepathy is real. Now, concerning the lottery, well, I mean, come on, if everybody had this intuitive feeling, then, you know, you would have won the lottery already. But it's I believe that there are also certain rules and guidelines that do not allow you to activate those certain powers of the mind that could, for instance, win you the lottery ticket. These are very difficult and complicated answers and questions.
So it doesn't work for greedy thoughts.
Maybe not. Maybe there's a governing law out there that says, no, I won't allow this to happen to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing you got going on, okay? So with the lottery, for example, it's a tug of war because everybody's saying, I want to win. So you're kind of fighting the millions and millions and millions of other thoughts out there trying to win that one prize. With the football game,
and I give you an example. In the early 70s, I walked into a London casino, and I used the powers of my mind to predict on which number the roulette ball will land on. And I walked out of the casino with £17,000 sterling, which is around $28,000 today. To me, it was a huge amount of money then. The next day, the money was kind of stashed in my pocket. I then wore a black leather jacket, and I was being driven to a radio station in a limo, in a Daimler, and there was a compartment, you know, it was divided between me and the driver. The driver had a glass between us. Suddenly, as we were driving on the M4, I heard in my mind a tremendously scary voice shouting at me, "Why did you do it?" I panicked and I pulled out the money, lowered the window, threw $28,000 out of the window.
Get out of here.
They were all in rubber bands. And we're talking about 1974, 75. That was huge amount. I was then kind of quite poor. Anyhow, the voice continued, and I started hammering and you know, shouting to the driver to stop the car. But he couldn't do it because it was on the motorway. It was on a highway. And then there was a gas station, so he turned out in the gas station, and suddenly, and this is really a true story, the door flung open, it almost like an invisible hand opened it, and I was pushed out of the car with a tremendous force, and suddenly it all stopped. And that's when I realized that this was a kind of a sign from above that I shouldn't use my abilities to make a lot of money with in casinos.
So how do you know that just wasn't your inner conscience telling you that you did something that
you
shouldn't
have done?
Maybe
a day of good luck, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it was. I don't know. But the tangible and the real feelings of the force pushing me out of the car was quite real. It wasn't something that I imagined.
Whatever happened with the $28,000, do you know?
As a matter of fact, when I wrote about it in one of my books, I asked the readers, if any of you reading this book, if you happen to find that money, let me know, but no one contacted me.
Okay, so and here's where we get into the really deeper, I guess, question here, or philosophy. So you have a football game. That's easy enough, right? We had the 49ers going against the Ravens. You have half of the country, you know, or a third of the country that might be pulling for the 49ers, a third of the country that might be pulling for the Ravens, and a third of the country that just doesn't care. So you have these two equal forces pulling against each other, saying, I want, I want, I want. When you go to war, and let's take, for example, the World War, where you have all of these countries, you have the Nazis and the Japanese and, you know, the Stalin, and you know, fighting against. Who determines what force wins when it comes to that kind of energy? Because, you know, to them, they are right. To us, we are right.
Well, that's, again, you know, a fascinating question. I'm no miracle worker, so I can't quite answer you. But because I'm a religious man, I kind of leave it in God's hands. And I say God is the decision maker. Going down to football, I urge everyone to go to my website, urigeller.com, and see on my homepage, see the clip, it's on YouTube, where I moved a ball away while in a helicopter from the foot of a striker who was about to strike a penalty. I moved the ball away from his foot, and Scotland lost, England won, and I used the power of my mind. I realized then, and by the way, I received about 10,000 hate letters from Scotland.
Yeah.
I realized that I should never do something of this nature, but I do believe in the power of motivational thinking and inspirational thinking, and I think that the team that wins on the day had a better inspirational and motivational energy being received from their fans.
I will tell you that I've gone and watched that. You can see that on YouTube. Just search it on YouTube. You go to Uri Geller.com, G-E-L-L-E-R, UriGeller.com, and you can watch his video, and they slow it down, and the ball literally moves on its own. It's just sitting on the field, and it just moves as the guy's getting ready to kick it. There's no, it's not a video trick. This was, you know, it's, you can see it in a thousand different renditions of the video, and versions of it. It's unreal.
And it was a huge match, you know, England against Scotland, and then in the end of the video, the striker, Gary McAllister, actually admits, I came after the ball, and the ball moved, the ball moved. Usually in penalties, there's a little dip in the grass, so the
right.
ball never moves.
Right.
And I do really believe that I activated that, call it psychokinesis or whatever.
Let me tell you something. I don't know what it is. All I know is ever since you sat in front of me and took this big, thick honking spoon that I handed you and made that thing bend in about 10 seconds without touching it, whatever you say, Uri, okay. Whatever the forces are, I don't know what they are, but there's something going on there, so I don't know. All right, Uri, thank you so much. It's Doug Steffens' Good Day and our friend Uri Geller at 47 past the hour.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed. It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Multiview Report is brought to you by Crest. As the Emmy-nominated host of Fox's So You Think You Can Dance, Kat Deely knows a thing or two about confidence and has a tip that will allow you to look and feel your best this new year.
One of the most important things to me in my professional and personal life is maintaining a positive attitude and exuding confidence in everything I do. I always want to look and feel my best, which for me begins with a smile. Not only does a smile make you appear friendly, approachable, and most of all, confident, but sharing it with others is so gratifying.
If you're looking for a whiter, brighter smile this year, Kat recommends Crest 3D White Arctic Fresh Toothpaste and Multicare Whitening Rinse. Also, visit the Crest 3D White Facebook page, and you can win a chance to attend a Hollywood event with Kat Deely herself. For more, visit 3dwhite.com. That's 3dwhite.com. I'm Danielle Adair.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Step back from that ledge, my friend. We could cut ties for life, too.
IRS is one of the most powerful. Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Brings you, besides Jennifer, Roberta, and Rich, no Doug Steffen today, Warren. Welcome to the show without Doug Steffen. And it brings you our friend Warren Eckstein, who's here to tell us all about our little pets, our little furry friends who walk around the house and drink out of our glass of water every night while we're sleeping.
Yeah, you missed my story, Warren.
Warren, Jennifer woke up in the middle of the night to a strange sound and realized that her cat was drinking out of her water glass on her night table. And tried to remind herself not to drink out of it, and then woke up this morning and drank out of it because she forgot.
And let me tell you, it sprayed. I sat on the edge of my bed, and I kind of, you know, shaking the sleep off. I take a sip of that water, and I sprayed it out of my mouth. Now, that was silly, probably, because cats probably don't have anything that they could give me. Yeah, is that right?
Roberta reminded us that cats are cleaner than we are.
I would not be overly concerned, Jennifer, unless you start wanting your belly rubbed and meowing in the middle of the day.
That's just normal.
You know, it's so fun. Doug isn't here today, so we can talk positively about cats.
I know.
I'm still about you.
I was told by my vet, Warren, because I took my cat in towards the end of last year. And I asked the vet while she was examining my little kitty if I should get another cat for her, because I got her in 2007. She was a kitten. So she's, you know, 5 years old. Is that right?
She'll be six years old
this year. So I asked if I should get her another cat to, you know, keep her company during the day when I'm gone. And the vet said, absolutely not, because cats are neurotic and they're independent. And unless you get two cats together at the very beginning, it's really hard to introduce a cat into the home.
Yeah,
is that true in your estimation?
That's about the most ridiculous advice I ever heard in my life.
Really?
Seriously, most of, you know, on the air as long as I've been and working with animals as long as I've been, the majority of cat guardians out there are multiple cat households. And very often the question I get on the show is, how do I introduce the new cat? And using first cat psychology, it's really important. I think cats, you know, there are certain times that women want to be with women, men want to speak to men, and cats want to speak to other cats. I think it's a great idea to have a second cat in the household if you handle it properly and use that first pet psychology.
Here's the question, though. The other day, I had to go to the pet store to pick up some fish supplies for our new fish tank, which has turned into fish tanks. And Jennifer, when I was standing at the cash register paying, the woman in front of me, mid to upper 40s, maybe close to 50, buying like three cases of cat food.
You don't have to be mean about it.
And I just went, ding, crazy cat lady. That could be you.
Oh, it's probably going to be me. So
why would you
bring
that crazy cat lady? Why would you?
Yeah, what if she just wants to feed her cat?
Come on, Warren. We all know about the crazy cat lady that lives down the street. That she has like 27 cats running around in her house and never speaks to you.
Normal person in the neighborhood, Rich. Come on.
Yeah, Rich.
No.
Most of the people that live with cats,
they're spooky,
or dogs are much more stable.
Right, and there's dead bodies buried in the backyard. We all know it, Warren. All right, so.
No, there's no dead bodies. But literally, all joking aside, I believe that if you're going to have a cat in the household, multiple cats are fine. It's kind of stupid advice that the vet gave you not to get a second cat. If you deal with it, it's like not having a second child because it's going to throw the first child out of whack. If you handle it properly and the first cat assumes that the greatest thing that ever happened since the invention of kitty litter was the arrival of the new cat, they'll become best friends and it'll ease a lot of things for you too because they'll kind of act with each other and exercise each other and negotiate with each other and kind of
plot against you with each
figure
other.
How they're going to eat me when I'm sleeping.
Put out a second glass of water.
So, Warren, we've got about a minute left, and springtime is just around the corner. Catchers and pitchers show up for baseball in the next couple of weeks, and a lot of people, like myself, are thinking about a new dog. I've talked to you about we're thinking about a pug. Want to go with a little dog this time, but a little dog that seems like a big dog. Talk to people about rescues and alternatives to the puppy mills and the breeders.
Well, yeah, first of all, I'm so anti the puppy mills. Here's the bottom line. A lot of people are unaware that almost every purebred dog has a rescue. For example, my German Shepherd came from West Side German Shepherd Rescue in L.A. There is Pug Rescue. There's Schnauzer Rescue. There's Cocker Rescue. There's Catahoula Leopard Dog Rescue. So there's lots of different rescues out there. So if you want a pedigree dog or a purebred dog, no need to purchase, no need. All you need to do is contact them. And the best way to do that is just go online to AKC.org. That's the American Kennel Club. Out whatever breed you want, and they will give you a listing of the rescue organizations involved with that specific breed. You contact them, and that could be your next best friend.
And the bonus is you get a 6-month-old, a 1-year-old, a 2-year-old dog, and you don't have to go through the puppy training because most of them are already trained.
And you save the life. It made room for another dog.
Yeah, there it is. And you save money because I don't want to pay $1,000 for a pug.
There you go.
There it is, Warren. Thank you. It's 58 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.